And here on KBRB, as we do each eve of the firearm deer season, we are joined by a representative from the Game and Parks Commission to kind of talk about the nine-day firearm deer season. Always a rite of passage here in the state of Nebraska, something all hunters seem to look forward to, as in one of the big economic drivers as well of the Game and Parks. And we're joined by Northeast District Manager Lucas Negus. Appreciate you joining us. And why don't you give us kind of a little overall summary on where the deer population stands as we head into the season?
Yeah, sure, Greg. First off, I think, you know, weather-wise, it's looking like it's going to shape up to be an excellent deer season for us, looking at the forecast, an extended forecast. And, you know, I think numbers-wise, for the most part, what we've seen and the reports we've gotten are going to be very similar to what we saw last year. You know, some people maybe experienced a few less deer than they wanted last year, and with the hard winter, some people experienced seeing far more deer than they would have liked to.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the weather. Yeah, looking like you're probably not going to be able to hang those deer for very long to let them cool down. So maybe a case you've got to get them processed right away.
That's correct. Yeah, you want to take care, get them gutted right away, and get that, you know, permit canceled right away, and then find the nearest check station. Our check stations are all unchanged from last season, so pretty decent selection out in the Ainsworth area for places to check those deer in.
Yeah, if Husker Meats at Ainsworth, Game and Parks, and Sheriff's Department over in Bassett, Turbin Martin, Springview, among others. And you can go to the Game and Parks website as well for a list of all the check stations. You know, let's talk about the Calamus and Kippahaw units specifically. It does look like you guys must think the numbers are still pretty solid for deer populations in both those units, as it looks like hunters are going to get bonus antlerless tags again.
That is correct. You know, and I would say specifically in the Kippahaw unit, still a lot of white-tailed deer along the river system and in the unit as a whole, and we'd like hunters to take advantage of those bonus antlerless permits. And I think, you know, like I mentioned earlier, folks experienced kind of a hard winter last year, and the deer really got after some bale and feed piles, and now is a decent chance to kind of help reduce that white-tail herd. Same in the Calamus unit. You know, mule deer are looking okay, and the white-tails are certainly quite healthy in the Calamus West unit as well.
Well, I know you guys monitor for several things. EHD has been, you know, seen up and down a few different years, typically more in the drier years. Of course, you guys monitor at times for chronic wasting disease up in the north central part of the state. You've seen any of those kind of rear up?
You know, we had just a handful of reports of what were likely EHD along the river system, not to the extent of last year or the year before. So I would not expect to see much deer loss from that. I'm glad you brought up chronic wasting disease, CWD. We will be sampling deer in those units this season. So when you bring your deer to the check station, you might be asked if we could collect lymph nodes from that deer as part of our systematic chronic wasting disease sampling this season.
And typically when you guys have done that in the past, I believe you've let hunters know if their deer did happen to test positive. Is that right?
That is correct. We do notify the hunters if their deer would test positive. It's been 3 or 4 years since we tested, and we did have a small handful. I would actually take that back. Only one or two deer that did test positive in that north central region last time around. So we'll see what this time around brings.
Well, you know, as hunters make their way into the area, what are some of the, you know, just some of the main guidelines you want them to remember as they get ready to head out into the field?
Yeah, you know, we always want folks to remember safety first. Don't take a shot at a deer if you're not sure what's beyond it or it seems a little questionable. You should try to know where your hunting party members are. We obviously want people to enjoy the time outside and have fun, just have a good time out there.
Well, appreciate the time, Lucas. We always try to, again, just kind of catch up with Game and Parks ahead of the firearm deer season, and we'll probably try to catch up with you again after the season to see how harvest went and how everybody did.
Yeah, that would be great. That sounds great. And I guess we ask hunters to be, one other thing, be respectful and mindful of the land they're hunting on, and be good out there.
Very good. Very excellent words to end by. Lucas Negus, the Northeast District Manager with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, joining us here on KBRB ahead of the opening of the firearm deer season.